welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, February 18th. You'll be interested to know, 163 years ago, today in 1861, Jefferson Davis was inaugurated as Provisional President of the Confederate States of America, marking a significant moment in the American Civil War. His leadership would guide the Confederacy through its early struggles as it sought independence from the Union amidst growing tensions and conflict. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday through Friday will experience consistent wave heights, starting at knee-to-waist high and building to chest-to-shoulder high by Friday evening. Mornings will feature clean conditions with light offshore winds, while afternoons shift to choppy as winds transition to onshore. Expect the best surf early in the day before conditions deteriorate later on. Tuesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest high sets, light sideshore winds, and choppy conditions. Waves hold around 5 to 7 feet through the morning, transitioning to fair conditions by 9 a.m. Winds remain sideshore until early afternoon, when they shift onshore at about 10 to 15 mile per hour, causing a slight increase in chop. Expect 4 to 6 foot sets into sunset. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m. with a 2-foot incoming mid-tide, when the west swell is 4.5 feet at 15 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 8 mile per hour. The first low tide Tuesday will be 1.5 foot at 6:45 a.m., with a 2.5 foot high tide at 12:15. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 58 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 54 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:37 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:27. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny skies today with a high near 64 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect some patchy fog after 10 with partly cloudy conditions then a low of 49. Along with light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny days on Wednesday and Thursday, with highs near 67 and light northwest winds. Friday and Saturday will be sunny as well, with highs near 71 and 72. Nights will be mostly clear, with lows in the 40s and 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego County's Regional Planning Agency, known as SANDAG, has unveiled a comprehensive analysis aimed at rerouting trains from the eroding Del Mar Bluffs, expanding options from 3 to 16. The agency's extensive report, released on February 7th, explores alternatives including tunnels, seawalls, and relocation to the Interstate 5 corridor from Oceanside South. Cost estimates range from $1.9 billion for seawall maintenance to as much as $45 billion for relocating the route. SANDAG aims to present refined recommendations for 3 or 4 routes at their board meeting on February 28th. Now on to sports. Team USA forward Brady Tkachuk exited the Americans' Four Nations face-off game against Sweden last night due to an undisclosed injury. Tkachuk, who plays for the Ottawa Senators, lost an edge while driving to the net, slamming his side into the goal cage just 7 minutes and 37 seconds into the game. He briefly returned for a short shift, but did not come back for the second period. The Tkachuk brothers faced injury concerns, with Matthew Tkachuk, Austin Matthews, and Charlie McAvoy also sitting out for precautionary reasons. Their status for the championship game against Canada remains uncertain. On Thursday, Team Canada takes on Team USA at 8 Eastern on ESPN for the Four Nations Face-Off Championship. In local sports, the Los Angeles Lakers are generating buzz as they hold the 6th best odds to win the NBA Finals, even with LeBron James sitting out the All-Star game. Nick Wright discusses the team's potential to make a significant finals run, emphasizing their resilience and depth. This season, the Lakers are determined to prove that they are still a formidable contender in the league. The Lakers are poised to leverage their talent and experience, aiming for a strong playoff performance. Tomorrow night, the Lakers, with a 32-20 record, are back in action to face the Charlotte Hornets at Crypto.com Arena. With LeBron James listed as day-to-day, the Lakers aim to build on their last win against the Hornets. Charlotte, with a 13-49 record, struggles with a 5-game losing streak. The Lakers are favored by 1.5 points. In top news, at least 18 people were injured when a Delta Airlines plane overturned upon landing at Toronto Pearson International Airport yesterday. Video footage showed the plane flipped upside down, with emergency workers evacuating passengers. Thankfully, there were no fatalities and injuries were deemed minor. Among the injured, two individuals were airlifted to trauma centers, including a man in his 60s and a woman in her 40s. The Federal Aviation Administration confirmed the flight was arriving from Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. The Transportation Safety Board of Canada will investigate the incident. In business news, the Federal Aviation Administration has fired fewer than 400 employees from its workforce of 45,000, according to Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. This decision comes amid rising concerns about air traffic safety following recent plane accidents. Duffy clarified on social media that all terminated workers were probationary and that no air traffic controllers or critical safety personnel were affected. The Professional Aviation Safety Specialists Union reported nearly 300 workers were let go, impacting vital safety positions. Senator Maria Cantwell criticized these firings, emphasizing they pose unnecessary risk after multiple fatal crashes. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $96,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just over $2,700. And Goatsy's Maximus is unchanged at 9 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes. So listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Nextdoor's founder, Nirav Tolia, is determined to revive the platform's growth using artificial intelligence. The neighborhood-focused social media site, which has struggled with user engagement and negativity, is shifting its strategy to enhance community connection. Tolia, the largest individual shareholder, emphasizes the importance of proprietary data and user-generated content. With 45.9 million weekly active users, Nextdoor aims to improve user experiences through new product features and better content. Tolia remains optimistic about the potential for transformation, despite challenges faced by smaller companies in attracting significant institutional investment. Entertainment news. The Justice Department has filed a significant lawsuit against Live Nation, accusing the company of abuse, exploitation, and self-dealing. Live Nation, which claims the DOJ is being extremely disingenuous, could face a breakup similar to the historic Microsoft case. The lawsuit arises amid growing frustration over skyrocketing ticket prices and the convoluted purchasing process. The DOJ's investigation, sparked by consumer complaints and industry concerns, highlights Live Nation's monopolistic behavior, including exclusivity agreements that shut out competitors. The outcome could redefine the future of the concert industry, impacting both fans and artists alike. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American philosopher and transcendentalist, Henry David Thoreau. And he said, "If a man does not keep pace with his companions, perhaps it is because he hears a different drummer. Let him step to the music which he hears, however measured or far away." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.